Oh god.
What?
He's gonna go fuck that pillow.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Greater Than Normal podcast. It is 2013, which means
first podcast.
2012 is over.
Stop interrupting, industry.
You stop interrupting.
And that means we're going to run down our awards for 2012, because we waited till the last minute. That way, every single thing that we could possibly play from 2012 is available to us.
Yep.
Joining me today is everyone minus Ryan. So, Destry, Jake, Austin.
Ayo.
Ryan's going to be pissed when he figures out we didn't invite him.
Fuck him.
Is he even here? Is he at work?
He's probably at work.
Sucking his boss's dick for diamonds.
So, he's an African.
Diamonds.
His diamond pimp.
So, I'm just going to come out and say, I played a lot of new games, but not a lot of new big games this year. I'll say that. Like, I played a lot of new games, but a lot of them weren't, like the AAA games, so I don't have as much. I'm probably going to get Far Cry 3, like, within the week, month.
Yes.
So, and I played a little bit of it, and I know how Far Cry plays, so, like, I have a little bit of a room to talk with that, but at the same time, I'm not the best judge, but I have played some of the games.
Very good.
I would say of all of us, Destry and Austin probably played the most games of 2013.
No, I would say because I've been playing like pretty much the same as you, a lot of new, not-so-popular games. I've been playing a lot of old, really popular games.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I guess it's me and you, Destry, then. That's probably
But we've all played, you know, some games that came out in 2013.
We've played a good variety.
So if we have not given you a game that you're like, this was my game of the year, that's probably because we haven't played it. I didn't buy XCOM. I really wanted to buy XCOM, but I'm poor as fuck.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame. None of us have played it.
Yeah, I really wanted
to. That's like everyone's game of the year.
Yeah, it's because I'm a Jew and I have to, like, choose what games I really want or really need or really have the money for. So,
yeah.
If we make money from this, maybe we can start getting free copies from, like, game people.
I have an idea.
Never.
Ever.
I have an idea. We were saying we were going to post this to YouTube, right? This one, special one?
Yeah.
I think that people's own nominations, if they want to, they should just put it in the comments and give a reasoning for it.
Or for what category?
Yeah.
So, the first category was the one I thought of instantly when I played this game, which is Mark of the Ninja, and it's Best Design. And Best Design is when you look at the game and you're like, holy shit, this designer
designed something really well.
He created game rules, game levels and weapons and tools for you to use within this game that are phenomenal and fantastic and mind-blowingly good, and like they're either able to convey information,
pacing,
story, or just make a game that just blows your mind with how well the game flows and moves. That's what I would consider to be best design. And the categories we came up with were Mark of the Ninja.
Categories?
Yeah, well,
nominees
for the
category.
Shut the fuck up!
By the way, we don't have a script, so we apologize.
Nope, we don't
ever have a script.
We don't script.
Who scripts?
We do it live. Mark of the Ninja.
Maybe it's just script for the game of the year.
Mark of the Ninja, Journey, and Trials. And my vote goes for Mark of the Ninja, just because I did play a little bit of Trials, but I didn't play any of Journey, and I can tell you for sure that Mark of the Ninja blew my fucking mind with, like, just how everything is communicated so well on screen. Like, you know what's going to happen when you zipline across there. You know that that guard is going to hear you, and, like, everything's so well conveyed. The color changing, And, like, how, what they'll do is, like, they'll show, like, birds and random things making noise so that you know, like, before the game even tells you that when things make noise, they make, like, that little bubble sound. That little bubble, sprite, that bubble effect. So, my vote is for Mark the Ninja.
I haven't played any of the nominees, so I will pass.
So, you don't count?
Yeah.
It's a toss-up for me. I loved Mark of the Ninja. I played Mark of the Ninja. It's a toss-up between Trials and Journey, but I think as far as mind-blowingly amazing, because I have played Trials. I've played it. It's really well-designed. It's fun. It's really enjoyable. It's all put together really well. There's endless amounts of content. There's endless amounts of things to do. But Journey, first time through, literally, it was a mind-blown thing.
Wait, Austin, I thought you said you played Journey.
I only play a little bit of it.
Oh, such a good game.
I would say it counts.
It's,
you played it.
There is no speaking. There's no talking. There's no hints.
It just works. It just flows. It's
you figuring things out and things getting shown to you. Like, there's amazing particle effects in the sand, and there's wind, and it will blow the sand, and it'll show you. I'm like, oh, my God. That game is just amazing. You know, it goes from being super happy, and then immediately it can change tones into being something scary, and you know what to be afraid of, because it does a pretty good job of showing, okay, these are bad guys, and they will kill you. It's an excellent game.
Excellently designed game, that is.
Just you on the mountain.
I forgot what I nominated.
Man, it's truly a greater than normal award show.
It shows how good, it shows how much I like that game.
Okay.
It's Mark of the Ninja, Journey Trials.
Oh, yeah, I didn't nominate anything. Never mind. I just agreed with Journey.
All right. So I guess it's
Trials. So Journey is our winner, which I disagree with, but Journey wins.
Journey, no, you have to play Journey, Aaron. You have to play it.
Ah, but Mark of the Ninja does stealth so right.
Journey does fucking life right, okay?
The next category we had was Best Music. And we nominated. And Best Music is, it doesn't matter if it's orchestral, electronic, rock music, as long as it's just feels
the game, sounds
sweeping
good,
and it
works.
Stop interrupting, Aaron! You jack!
And you can just listen to it, like, endlessly. Well, not endlessly, but, you know, you don't mind listening to it. You could pop it into your iPod and be like, yeah, I am okay with listening to this music. And our nominees are Hotline Miami.
I nominated Hotline Miami, so I wanted to make my explanation for it.
Boy, he's got to list them all first. The devil, give him
a...
God damn.
Fuck.
Are you guys, like, mentally handicapped?
Destry is.
I swear to fucking God, we'll explain why after I name all of them. Jesus.
Wait, what did I do?
You know.
Well, you keep interrupting me. And
exist. That's what...
Jake just had a fucking stroke.
I guess I did.
Hotline Miami.
Fucking plebeian Austin.
Halo 4. Fuck you! Holy shit!
Man, this is growing great.
Hotline Miami, Halo 4, Fez, and Journey. Those are the nominees. That's all. Now, hey guys, now you can talk.
Okay. I nominated Hotline Miami because it has that weird-ass, like, 80s, like, electro-pop kind of, like, music that just fits really well with how... just the game and how fucking insane your character is. That's honestly my reason.
It
like,
also,
it's just
really
good.
It matches, like, the kind of 16, 8-bit, like...
It's yeah.
Like, that super, super saturated, overly colorful, like, saccharine sweet visuals.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. Also going to nominate Hotline Miami because I haven't even played Hotline Miami and I just like listening to that OST because it's really, really good. It's just good music. So that's my nomination.
Destry?
What was our nominations again?
Oh, God. Hotline Miami, Journey, Halo 4, and Fez.
I couldn't remember if Journey was on the list. I'm torn between Halo and Journey. I'm going to go with Halo 4. I really enjoyed Halo 4. Score was amazing. One of the coolest things in Halo 4 was opening it up and popping it in and going to the main menu, and the song is
That's how it sounds.
Excuse Austin, he's having a stroke. Not beating. He didn't beat Tigger, so he's having a stroke.
Composed music from Halo 4.
Austin just didn't beat Tigger, so he's
Did I give you chills, guys? I think I gave you guys chills.
Now, I really like the soundtrack of Hotline Miami, but there is some parts in Halo 4 where, like where they would match the visuals with the song, and, like, it'd just be this epic scope, and your jaw just drops, and you're like... Shit. This is fucking amazing. There was a few times like that, like where you step out and you see all the Forerunners, like all the Forerunner like floating buildings.
And then it's just like, oh! Or whatever the song was.
The song.
I think it had bars in it.
You just kind of go,
hi, I'm Master Chief.
God!
Spaghetti and meatballs.
You just kind of... It takes your breath away. Also, there's a part when you're going up on an elevator, and like you just fought to this elevator, and you're going up it, and this song plays, and for some reason I'm like, God, this game's awesome. Like, I'm in an elevator shooting nothing, just standing there like running around jumping in circles, but for some reason that song was literally enough to make me think that game is fucking awesome.
Yeah,
so
I also like the part in Halo 4, it's like the ending of the game when you're going across the grav list and everything, or like get to the guy, and it's like playing the main theme that's like super.
Yeah.
So it's like.
Also, like the score really helped that the mission where you're like flying. By the way, spoiler alert, you fly a broadsword and it's fucking awesome.
That was awesome.
It's the coolest. It's so fun.
It's the best part in the game for me.
Reminded me of Star
it's
Fox.
It's one of the best parts.
Made me feel
it's
like I was
so
in Star Fox.
Made me feel like I was in fucking Star Wars in the fucking trench run.
Fucking, I was waiting for Ben to say something, dude.
Use the Force, Chief.
Seriously.
So that literally means we have a tie between Halo 4 and Hotline.
My nomination goes to Hotline.
No,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
That means we have a tie.
All right, so what are we going to do?
Rock, paper, scissors?
Out to the death.
Rock, paper, scissors?
That's a tie.
Okay. I'm thinking of a number.
Why do you get to think of a
number? 1 and 10.
7.
6.
No.
It's 4. And
negative
a
1.
Okay. Oh, my God. It's like... messing with retarded monkeys that have been given, like, heroin.
Basis of our podcast, Aaron.
Seriously.
Okay, so Jake and Destry are going to represent each game, and they are going to give...
Dad!
No! Okay, I'm thinking of a number. Jake and Destry will give a response, and whoever gets it wins.
Alright, I'm done.
I got this, Austin. Austin, what do you...
That, or if Destry, do you think you can say anything that will sway Jake over to accepting Halo 4 as the superior soundtrack?
Jake, Halo 4 has more music.
Actually, I think I'm going to change my...
Halo 4 has boobs.
I'm going to change my...
What's up, Austin? No, stick with your morals. Stick with this.
Ha! Halo 4 wins! Boom! Done!
Man, I loved Halo 4's soundtrack. I probably have like 30 to 40 listens per song on my fucking Spotify.
So best music, Halo 4. Done!
Yeah. That's it!
Best character. Best character basically means anyone that resonated with you and you were just like, holy shit, your jaw was on the floor, your belly was aching from laughter, your soul went out to them, and you just wanted to cuddle them and love them.
Video game wise,
and they have to be new. They cannot be old, so you can't say Cortana and Chief, because, you know, in Halo 4,
it's
they were...
from Modern Warfare 2!
Like, knows that Cortana's gonna die, but it's like, no, it's gonna be
God
alright.
Damn it, Aaron.
And like, oh yeah, what the whole point is that it's
going
to be
award show.
It's not. It's like the basis of the game is that she's going rampant. That's like in the story synopsis. And like
you don't even have any characters from Halo. It's like nominees.
I know.
Why are you even talking about this? No, you're spoiling it for everyone. You're ruining lives intentionally. It's not even necessary.
Austin, remember how you like don't interrupt Aaron, and then you interrupted Aaron?
Well, that's before.
I don't think you should spoil Halo 4, though.
It's not spoiling Halo 4! Aaron, that's like saying, oh, by the way, in Far Cry 3, you're on a goddamn island, and there's a crazy
why
dude.
Why are you spoiling Far Cry now?
Yeah, God,
the hell?
Aaron,
I didn't know that, and I played the game.
That was it. That was our award show, everybody. Goodbye.
Jesse, what the fuck are you doing it? You're not doing it.
I'm fucking setting up for Aaron, because I love him.
Aaron's all doing it all. He's supposed to be in charge.
What to do?
Okay, remember, guys. Professionalism isn't the same thing as being serious. You can be
I know that shit.
Crazy. Okay, best character. This category is... We decided that this character is basically anyone that is new, resonates with us, scares us, anything that we think... Any character that we think embodies what a well-written character should be. It you hate him. Well, not you hate him. You're in awe of him. You love him or her. You grow to appreciate them. Anything that you almost become attached to that character, no matter what kind of character they are. And for that, and they have to be new, by the way. I don't know if I said that. So they can't be characters from past series. For best character, we have Voss Montenegro, Handsome Jack, Clementine, and Tiny Tina. And if you don't know who Clementine and Tiny Tina are, that's Walking Dead and Borderlands 2. So we have two Borderlands 2, Far Cry 3, and
Walking Dead.
And Voss is obvious why we nominated him.
Because he's fucking awesome.
He's amazing.
Because he's fucking awesome. He's like...
Do we even, like, have, like why...
He's like a dirty Mexican Joker.
No, he's not Mexican. Pirate. He's, like, Islander.
No, he's
even
not.
More disgusting.
His name is Montenegro.
No, he's Hispanic. He's Hispanic. And it's, like, in the behind the scenes, he says he uses a Hispanic voice for him.
No, he's Hispanic.
But
the
is
reason
he
he's on the... Yeah, he's Hispanic. Most likely Mexican. And the reason that he's on the island is because he had a drug addiction.
Yeah.
And then
started working for
basically Hoyt's like, I can give you drugs and shit like that, just come work for me on this island. And that's why he's on the island. He's not like a Pacific Islander. Handsome Jack, because he's fucking hilarious and awesome. Same with Tiny Tina, that's the exact same reason. That and she just fucked up.
She's crazy.
And Clementine, Destry, explain why you chose Clementine.
Clementine is a character that literally throughout the course of the game you feel incredibly protective over, and it's not even real.
Like, pure innocence. The thing about this category is it's stupid, because everyone knows exactly what we're gonna fucking pick.
Boss. Yeah, Boss.
Why do we even have any characters?
Why do we even have, Voss. Like, literally, the first character I wrote was Voss, because I knew Voss. We just had the other ones because we knew we had to nominate others, but,
Handsome
like...
Handsome Jack is a close second, though.
Handsome Jack's close second, but honestly, I want to say that...
Voss.
Fucking... He is probably the best voice actor I have heard in a game.
What, Voss?
Like, hands down.
Yeah.
Voss?
I wouldn't say hands down, because it's a different kind of voice act.
But he's just so good, the delivery of his lines and like how it all like actually
well,
came out.
Yeah,
to be.
But I would say Handsome Jack is just as good of a
I would,
like,
but
his...
I would say, like, just in the sense of how he's played out too, but I mean, I just he's just
his
good.
His character is better. That's
it's
the
just
that,
a good character.
It's not voice acting, it's the character.
Well, his voice,
like,
because
they're
the act,
like,
oh, the
another
act
another really. Are you saying Nathan Drake isn't as good voice acted as Voss is? Like, come on.
Yeah, we're doing it.
Like,
we're
delivery of line and the swag that Nathan Drake extrudes from every orifice of his being. Like, Voss is just a really awesome character. Like, he's not, like, necessarily better voice acted. It's just
they picked a perfect voice actor for
yes,
him.
Yes, they did. Yes, they indeed picked the perfect voice actor.
And he's just a great character.
Did we even say what the winner was?
Yeah, Voss.
That's what we were just talking about.
We did say, and the winner is...
And the winner is Voss.
Yeah, now I have closure. I can go to bed at night now.
We'll do, how about right at the end of this, we'll just go through the whole thing again, just say, like, really quickly who the winners are.
Most hated character. So, most hated character is either you hate them because they're written really well to be hated, or...
They're back.
Assholes.
They just suck.
Or they're just, like, bad characters, or, like, they suck, or, like, they're people are like, they're the hero, yeah, and you're like, no they're not, they're annoying, why did you write this character like this, you're an idiot, writers, what are you doing, stop. So the most hated character is Connor from Assassin's Creed 3, Starchild from Mass Effect 3, Commander Del Rio, or Captain Del Rio, from Halo 4, and Handsome Jack. He's best and most hated because he's just a douche.
Yeah, I think that's a good testament, though, to his writing and his character. If you can literally switch from finding him to be one of the best characters in the game to hating him, that's pretty commendable.
My vote goes for Del Rio. When I was playing Halo 4, I literally wanted to punch a hole through the screen when he was, like, bad-mouthing Chief and, like, implying that Chief was going crazy and hallucinating and stuff like that. I was like... Oh, you son of a bitch! Like, just because you hate Spartan 2s, like, you motherfucker. He saved Earth, you goddamn cock. Like, oh my god, I hated him. I hated him. I think that's a testament to how good the campaign is if I hate a character that much. Like, I loathed his stupid face. I wanted Chief to rip him in half.
I thought he was gonna punch him. I straight up, I thought Chief was gonna give him a
No,
swift punch
I did
and, like,
too. I thought. Like, I literally cheered when, he's like, Chief, you, like, stand down, soldier! And he's like, no. I'm like, yes! Yeah!
Alright. Those are all, like, really good categories for hated characters, by the way. Like, yeah, they're all, like...
They're all hated.
I hate all of those so goddamn much! God, I think I'm gonna go with like, it's really coming down to a tie for me with the Starchild from Mass Effect 3 and Connor from Assassin's Creed 3. I hate them both for different reasons. Because with Mass Effect 3, Starchild like, it's not that necessarily that the Starchild is a bad character. Well, I guess he is, but...
He's just a bad character in Mass Effect.
It's basically that whole scene just ruined the entire Mass Effect IP. So that's why I hate Starchild. But god damn it, I loathe Connor's fucking guts in Assassin's Creed 3. Because he's such a fucking whiny, bitchy asshole who literally, like, his whole personality goes against what it means to be an assassin. Because being an assassin is about the greater good and, like, sacrificing, like, for others and that kind of shit. But no, all he cares about is this stupid fucking disgusting Indian tribe. And, like, he's just a fucking asshole to the glorious American revolutionaries who are fighting tyranny. He's like, ooh, people, I'm gonna cut it down my trees, I'm a hippie. But no. You have to be a fucking, I hate Native Americans. As most hated character of the year for me, because he was a disgusting fucking shit skin.
You know, Freud would probably link that to some form of racist tendencies in you.
Good Lord.
No, I don't hate it. Well, I do hate Americans, but, like, if it was a cool Native American dude.
Like Bird over Mountain.
Yeah, if he was like, I'm going to climb trees and hunt bears.
What?
Because Connor's just an asshole. He's just an asshole to everybody.
He's more like, fucking fine, I'll climb the tree.
Yeah, he's like, okay. I'll climb the tree, I guess, God.
Destry?
I'm going to have to say Starchild. I felt like Starchild was such an unneeded character. I feel like they shouldn't have had to explain the Reapers with a tiny little kid that...
It's lazy storytelling to give all the exposition right at the end without, like, setting anything
lazy
up for it, really.
He was written poorly. He was unnecessary. He was a cocky little fucker. I didn't like them. I was, and then seconded probably by Del Rio, because I felt the same exact way when he was like, oh, you're going crazy. I'm like, oh, you motherfucker. You know what I've seen? You know what I've been through?
Yeah, like, do you... I've saved the entire human race, and you want to question my sanity? Fuck you. But yeah, Jake?
All right. I'm not going to vote for Del Rio, but I fucking hated him. He was a terrible character. Like,
mean Del Taco.
Yeah, Captain... I called him Del Taco the whole time.
Yes,
Captain Del Taco. For me, he's Commander Del Taco. But... I hated Commander Del Taco's fucking guts, but Austin just killed it. Like, I literally have I don't want to play Assassin's Creed 3 because of Connor.
Oh wait.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, right.
Dude is not a character I want to play. Like, I literally don't like him. Like, he's not. I don't like him on a story basis. He's just a bad character. He's just not good. He's so reluctant. He does everything you don't like an assassin.
Yeah, does everything grudgingly.
He does everything. Yeah, he doesn't like care about his homeland. He just is doing it. He doesn't even really know why he's doing it, and he's just doing it fucking just because
to do.
Yeah, he's like doing it to do. That's not what an assassin does. An assassin's supposed to have like passion in the shit he's doing. Like, that's why they fucking stayed on...
Well, the motto is kill one, save a thousand.
That's why they stayed on Ezio for forever, because that bitch apparently was passionate enough to go through, like, four games.
Three.
It's a lot. Well, Italians are pretty passionate. I mean...
So, like, I can understand that, and even semi, not really, respect that they did that, because he was so passionate about what he did. Where the hell happened... Where'd that passion go for Connor? Connor didn't give a shit about anything. And it made me not want to play the game. He is one of the reasons I do not want to play Assassin's Creed 3. I think that's why he is the worst character.
So, on that wave of negativity, we're going to go to the most disappointing game of 2012.
Wait, we didn't say who won. Got the worst.
Okay, so the most hated character goes to Connor from Assassin's Creed 3.
Fuck you, Connor.
Stupid Native American fuck.
So, again, on that wave of negativity, most disappointing game of 2012. And the nominees on this category are Diablo 3, Mass Effect 3, Assassin's Creed 3, and Resident Evil 6. Now, also nominated Mass Effect 3, but I also want to... note that he just recently played through Mass Effect 3 and had a good time with it. I think he meant like in the beginning,
pre-patch.
Like when it was
pre-patch,
pre-DLC,
pre-everything. But even if that's so, vanilla. Like even if the DLC like made the game a fulfilling experience, I think it's still disappointing in terms of did not live.
Well, yeah,
up
I mean, I guess it,
to the previous
I, it,
two
it's
games.
Not so much what we're saying with Mass Effect 3 isn't necessarily that it's a bad game.
Did not
just
match the first.
Disappointing
two.
That it has to have things to help tie it together better to make it a more satisfying experience other than just what's in the main game.
It's
already.
Disappointing.
That's why it's disappointing
because when you look at the game, it shouldn't have to be based on its track record. It should not even be anywhere near most disappointing game. That's
yeah.
why.
That's
why.
That's what makes it disappointing.
It's disappointing because it's disappointing. That's if that makes any sense.
Yeah, just because like it's just like such a huge drop in the quality control department from like Mass Effect 1 and 2, which were great games, and then Mass Effect 3 just kind of dropped off to meh too.
The way the games start, I mean, it starts with one choice, it splits into 10 choices, splits into 100 choices, splits into 1,000 choices, it goes down to one choice. It's like, wait. What the fuck happened?
But that's not even, like, one of the biggest issues with Mass Effect 3. One of the biggest issues I had with Mass Effect 3 was just, like, the lack of choice with everything and how Shepard's dialogue is practically on cruise control.
Yeah, a little bit.
No.
So, yeah. So I'm guessing, Austin, your vote is also for Mass Effect 3? Okay. Jake, what's your
Mine's
vote? I'm guessing Diablo 3.
No, yeah, Diablo 3, because... I played Diablo when I was really young, and I fucking loved it. It was one of the only games I could run on my shitty laptop, and I played the shit out of it. And, like, the weight, the expectations, it's like...
Years.
Yeah, it's like you were. Decades. I was expecting the holy grail of games, and what I got was a decent game that got its ass. Its ass. Completely expanded and fucking filled to the brim with terrible semen of ideas.
Yep.
The literally, like, so many problems. I probably wouldn't have put this game in disappointing if they did. If they got rid of the auction house and made it so I could play it offline. Like, what is that bullshit? You're telling me I have to pay. I paid $60 for this game and I cannot play it if I have, like, bad internet? Like, what? And the whole I couldn't play it right when I bought it pissed me off. Like, I've never got frustrated at a game before, and it wasn't even because of the game. It was because Blizzard couldn't get their thumbs out of their ass and figure out how many people were going to buy this game. I almost broke my keyboard over my knee because of how many times I got booted from the server.
We have a video of it.
Plugging videos on our channel.
No, that was after the... No, that was... That gave me the inspiration to do that... Fuck you, phone. That gave me the inspiration to do that video because the day before, I picked up my keyboard and was ready to break it over my knee because of how frustrating, not the game, but just how disappointing, like, Blizzard set it up and everything. I was so mad at how the servers were. I was so mad that I couldn't play this offline. I was getting more frustrated over the fact that I was getting booted from the server the day I bought it. Like, it's just a huge disappointment.
Aaron, what are our nominees?
Diablo 3, Mass Effect 3, Assassin's Creed 3, and Resident Evil 6.
Alright. I'm probably going to have to go with Jake. I do dislike Mass Effect, but mainly my biggest complaint with Mass Effect was the ending and the fact that it did not match up to the first two, which is, it's disappointing. It was still an enjoyable game. It was still fun. It was still enjoyable. The ending, the fact that it had to be remedied with a DLC is disconcerting, at least. I don't think it was my least disappointing game, or most disappointing game, and that being said, I think Diablo was, because with Mass Effect, I mean, picture having to wait 12 years. How long was it? What the fuck? Didn't Diablo 2 come out in 1992?
A long time.
Not 1992, no.
Yeah, 1998.
Was it 98 or 98?
It's like 99, 2008.
Yeah, it was still, regardless, about 12 years. Right? Yeah. 12 years. Imagine having to wait 12 years for Mass Effect 3 and then playing it. It compounds the distaste and
no,
dislike.
But instead, you get an even more watered-down experience for Mass Effect 2.
Yes. And what they did with Diablo is they added some things that were interesting. They took away some things that were good and replaced it with things that were bad. I don't know. It wasn't, like, bad choices. It just didn't work with what everyone was expecting, what everyone wanted. Like, they'd shown pre-tests and things that looked promising, and then behind the scenes scrapped all the ideas and changed it again. And I think that really threw a lot of people off.
I haven't actually played any of these games, but I just want to go with Diablo 3 because... Just because it is a game that means so much to a lot of people. I mean, I used to play Diablo 2.
Yeah.
I played it on my friend's computer. I played a barbarian. And it sucks that Diablo 3... That some people have been waiting for that game for so long, and it was just so disappointing for so many people, and had so many issues on launch.
So, yeah.
Who's our winner? So, yeah, most disappointing game goes to Diablo 3.
Woo!
So, best games that didn't come out this year are, this category is basically, any games that weren't from 2012 that we kind of collectively as a group played often, because, I mean, if we wanted to count that, I could say, oh, I've been playing a lot of Yoshi's Island, but that was made years ago, and I've been playing, you know, Grand Theft Auto, but that, I mean, I guess Grand Theft Auto 4 could actually count, but these were the games that we all consistently as a group played often, and that's League of Legends, Shogun 2 Total War, Arma 2, Terraria, and Dark Souls. And I'm just gonna say League of Legends. Because we've played so much League of Legends.
Shit, me.
This year, comparative to like 2011, where I play like every like
once a week,
like once a month. And now I play like almost every day, at least 5 times a week, like as in like 5 days a week.
Yeah,
at least, if not every day.
I'm gonna have to agree with Aaron. It's definitely one of those games. When I first played League, I fucking hated it. I did not like League of Legends. It's definitely one of those ones that takes some patience and some nurturing and some stroking of the fun parts and some messing with it to keep it excited and fun. And I think once you get the hang of the game, it really gets a lot better. Me and Aaron kept going back to it, played it every night. It's just a fun game. It's enjoyable. It's easy and simple, and it's free. I mean, there's not much to dislike about
it. I love how we're saying easy and simple. If you haven't played League of Legends and you think it's easy and simple, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Okay, it's not easy and simple. It becomes easy and simple.
Yeah.
There's an amendment to that. Becomes easy and simple. Asterisk there.
Austin?
It's really coming down with Arma 2 or Shogun 2 for me. It's because I love Sims, so Arma 2 is a definite nominee, at least in my mind.
Well, yeah, and Austin, you and I and all that, we've been playing that.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of Arma lately. And not DayZ. God, I'm not fucking talking about DayZ. Please disassociate DayZ entirely from Arma 2 when counting
this.
Not
only that, but DayZ actually came out this year, yes. So it wouldn't be in this category.
Yeah.
We are talking about vanilla Arma 2, shooting dudes and saying, enemy man at 500 meters, beep, 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 like,
but yeah, that game is what we're really about. Great. But Shogun 2, man, like, that game is just such a refined Total War game. Like, everything just clicks so well. Like, it's just, like, most streamlined, and not streamlined in a bad way. It's just, like, it's easier, and it keeps all the depth that's there. It actually adds even more depth than what's been there previously. And I love, like, all, like, historical accuracy in terms of, like, units and, like, all that stuff in the game, and just the grand scale of it, like, the turn-based real-time hybrid.
Yeah, I still need to get it. It looks interesting.
It's good. It's fucking good.
And it offers an absolutely fantastic co-op experience, even though if I completely agreed. Fucked over Aaron.
Blow me off.
I'm sorry. But, okay. What would you say? Nomination goes to Shogun 2.
Jake?
I'm going to say League of Legends because I finally find a character that I don't suck dick at, and it made the game more enjoyable.
Gets like, a lot better.
It instantly made the game more enjoyable that I found a character that I could actually play. And
yeah, that's what you have to do. There, it gets better and better too.
And then from there,
because you learn one character, and then you learn meta, and then you're you like, learn game, and you learn positioning.
From there, it turned into like right when I found my character, it turned into playing like one game, maybe a day, to playing all nighters of the game because I was finally having fun with it.
So yeah, best game that didn't come out this year, League of Legends. Off of the free to play bandwagon of League of Legends. Best free-to-play game. The nominees are PlanetSide 2, Smite, Path of Exile, which, disclaimer, I'm not sure if it's free-to-play yet, but it is a free-to-play game. It's just in closed beta, and if you want early access, you could have paid $10 or more to get into it, which is what we did, and that's how we made the video.
If it's a beta, can we count it?
Yes.
Yes, because most free-to-play games release as a beta state. And, like, what is a beta for free-to-play? Because is it really ever, quote-unquote, released? Because free-to-play games are constantly evolving, so it's always an ever-changing experience, really. Yeah. Airmech, which, if you haven't heard of that game is fucking awesome. It's like a MOBA action game on crack. And Blacklight Retribution. Which is, like, it took Blacklight Tango down and then made it really, really good. And then made it free to play. So, my vote... The problem with this is that, like, these are all really close.
I know.
These are all, like, really, really, really close. And I know we make a lot of Smite videos, but to be honest, I joined an outfit, and PlanetSide 2 gets my vote for best free-to-play, because there's something so monumentally satisfying about being in a 60-man tank, like, barrage, destroying the crown, or like defending the crown, or just jumping in through, like, pods and killing someone, and just, ugh. You can do so much. It's so crazy. The battles are so massive. It's an experience you really cannot get in the closest game that you could probably experience this is like a Battlefield game. Like, imagine those Battlefield moments. You know those Battlefield moments? Imagine having that all of the time. The only problem with PlanetSide 2 is when you're not having those moments, it doesn't hold up as well as Battlefield. Like, Battlefield controls well. It feels like a good game. Like, the shooting feels good. The movement feels good. The weapons feel right. Whereas in PlanetSide 2...
not so much.
The inner workings and mechanics of the infantry combat and how the guns feel and stuff like that.
Hit registration can be pretty iffy.
It's not great, but it's about the whole experience as a whole game, getting a platoon of 48 guys and then, you know, going behind enemy lines and taking over stuff is...
And communicating well and...
Yeah.
Like, taking orders from your superiors and everything. And addressing people as sir and saying, Wilco.
It's just an experience you don't get from other games.
Yeah,
and it's super unique.
I nominate PlanetSide 2 as well for the exact same reasons as Aaron.
I'm actually torn between... I don't want to nominate PlanetSide 2 because I haven't got into it yet, so it's not really resonating high with me, but I enjoy it. But I'm going between Path of Exile and Smite because those games me and Aaron have played a lot of, and... this is really tough because I technically nominated both of them because they were both really good, but as much as I love Smite, I feel like we already have a MOBA that's really picked for that, so I kind of want to go with Path of Exile because it's what Diablo 3 should have been. And I was getting into Path of Exile right when I was like just sulking about Diablo 3. So Path of Exile just came and picked me up and said, just let me show you the way. Just don't speak.
It's okay.
Just take my hand. Just let me show you the way.
And that skill tree. Oh my god.
The skill. Okay. Yes. The skills.
The passive skill tree is like
it will make you.
If you like RPGs,
if you like RPGs, your jaw will drop. Like, think of the what is it? What the fuck is it called? The glyph system from Final Fantasy X, and how big that thing is, and times it by 10.
Okay. Like,
the That's skill tree is...
You can build that character however you freaking want. You can, like... And what the... It's cool because the Path of Exile, like, the developers, they keep in contact with the community, and so what they'll do is if they find, like, really cool builds that someone in the community has done, they'll, like, showcase it on their Facebook, which I found really cool. So, like, you'll see these weird builds, like, oh, this is the fucking Hema Mage... what is the one that uses a staff? Like a...
Cleric?
Like, yeah, cleric. Like, and basically he uses, like, blood magic and stuff like that. And just, like, crazy shit like that where they'll find really weird builds. Because you can build in any way you want. If you want to be, like, the stealth guy, but you want to build more magic-y, you could do that. And that's what's
and
totally
cool
about the game.
And it's insanely difficult.
It is actually really hard.
And it's great. Like, it is great. It's so good. And you can play it offline, so fuck you, Diablo 3. Like,
I'm actually
fantastic.
Offline because it's a free to play like MMO type.
Path of Exile. Path of Exile, amazing.
So, Destry, your nominee?
I never really got into PlanetSide. I haven't had a chance to really delve into that. As for Path of Exile, same thing. I didn't really get a chance to play it too much. Still want to play it with Aaron and Jake. So I'm gonna probably swing my vote over to Smite. I know we already nominated a MOBA, but I think Smite is a very interesting, different game. It's nothing like League. I mean, there's lots of similarities, but I mean, playing them is two different beasts. That's for sure. I really like the
spin. When you get really into Smite and you go into League and you're not last hitting minions, you're like, oh shit!
Yeah,
I totally forget. Like, because like in Smite, it's more about like poking. It's about poking and trying to get last hits at the same time. But like League, it's all about the last hit on minions and then harassing. Later poke. Yeah, but I would say it's more about
There's farming, less last hitting focus in Smite.
Smite is more about getting in your opponent's face and forcing him out of lane.
Yeah.
So the winner is PlanetSide 2.
Woo! I'm happy. Yep. About
and
that.
I'm glad because I think PlanetSide 2 is.
Deserves more goddamn attention. Is what it does.
It needs
what
more
it
attention. Everyone. Do. Oh, it's so good.
All these games deserve more attention.
Okay. Best flash game.
I'm out of
the nominees
one.
Are Kingdom Rush, and we don't really know the title, and we're glad that we don't.
Lovecraftian Winnie the Pooh Baseball.
Lovecraftian Winnie the Pooh Baseball is what we call it. And it's this stupid Flash game that eats our souls. Video coming soon. And
more on that later.
It's called Winnie the Pooh Home Run Derby.
It's the worst, best, terrible, terrifying game ever, and that's actually what I'm going. I played so much Kingdom Rush, but I'm going to go with Winnie the Pooh.
Lovecraftian
soul breaking.
Winnie the Pooh Home Run Derby is what it's called.
Oh, it's hard as fuck, version, but if you're going to get into this.
Yeah, you got to play the Japanese version.
We will.
But I'm going with that.
Should we link it?
Yeah, I mean.
That's all we can say.
Yeah, everyone, okay, best Flash game, Winnie the Pooh, Baseball Derby.
You'll have to play it. You just have to.
I didn't understand what they were talking about, and then I played it, and I'm like,
hard. It is like the hardest game ever. It takes a shit on Dark Souls.
It is incredibly difficult. It's very frustrating.
The shit on Dark Souls. Dark Souls doesn't have shit on it.
Best multiplayer, PlanetSide 2, Persona 4 Arena, Halo 4, Borderlands 2, Smite, and Payday the Heist.
We have so many nominees for this one.
It's only six.
Yeah.
There's only three of us, though. Four of us, though.
I know that on the podcast, I've gone on record saying that I was worried about Halo 4.
There are numerous episodes where you were worried about Halo 4.
some of those things stayed true. Auto turret, I literally find to be the dumbest thing ever, and I want to take it out. And sometimes there's some things, regeneration fields, there's some things that just make me go,
is auto, like, is auto turret very powerful?
Yeah.
Dude, it's annoying. Well, no, it's not necessarily powerful, but like,
fire.
It's suppressing fire, so like instead of needing a 5-shot, you can get a 4-shot. So it gives you a leg up for no reason, just because you have the power up. It's stupid.
I use regeneration field because it's such an annoying, like it's so annoying.
It's stupid.
Against the other team.
I hate
so
you.
So dumb.
If you, in my opinion though, if you're not using jetpack, you kind of cut yourself off a lot because you're like you can't move around the map.
That's why
especially close in maps, like it's all about the jetpack.
I just gave myself unlimited sprint. So
Halo 4, I would say, was my surprisingly, I really like the multiplayer in that game. At least competitive multiplayer. Are we like if we're talking about just straight up competitive multiplayer? I'd go with that.
Yeah.
Or
Persona
4
is
that,
pretty competitive.
I would. They did fuck up custom games quite a bit.
Yeah,
like, that's what's really sad.
All the map makers and game makers have to like do it. Like, they just have to. They have to improvise all over again.
It's like a flashback to Halo 3. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's like,
except worse because they don't have
worse.
Infection.
Yeah, they have to go back. They have to go to Square Negative One because Square One got fucking raped.
Square Zero got raped.
Yeah.
It's a tie between that PlanetSide 2
and the file share system is still fucking broken. And how long has it been?
Months.
A few months.
Yeah.
Payday the Heist.
I'm just saying.
Another honorable
hang on. Back to like the file system. How have you not fixed that yet? I'm I'm sorry, but...
You know what? Also, guess what? They just acknowledged it 2 weeks ago. That's the first time they acknowledged that it's not.
I mean, like, I feel like it's an easy fix. I'm just, I don't know their...
343 doesn't give a shit.
I don't know
their mechanics,
but... A lot of members of Bungie are in 343.
I don't give a shit. It's not Bungie.
I don't understand how their file share system was this broken. I mean, did no one notice this?
And they said, basically, they're like, we're not going to release it until it works. And when it does...
I understand
how about
that.
Get it
like,
working before launch.
Yeah, I understand that. But
yeah,
like,
yeah,
how,
yeah.
How broken was it? How broken was it?
I don't know, man. But...
343, most incompetent studio of the year.
Nah,
but honestly, I don't know. I have had fun with Halo 4. I have had a lot of fun to play PlanetSide 2, and it's given me definitely a more unique gameplay experience, but I'm a Halo fanboy, and even though there's some things, you know, the not being able to start on an equal playing field does irk me because I'm a purist, but I gotta go with Halo 4 for best multiplayer.
All right, what are our nominees?
Halo, PlanetSide 2, Borderlands 2. Do we want to count Journey 2 in this?
It's not really a multiplayer.
Yeah. It's a good multiplayer, but I wouldn't say best.
Yeah.
Persona 4, Arena, Smite, and Payday the Heist.
I'm torn between Halo and Borderlands for two different reasons. I really enjoy the competitive aspect of Halo and the cooperative aspect of Borderlands. Borderlands is one of those games that's it's really fun to play alone, but then when you switch it over and play it with friends, it gets like a whole new renewed vigor. And like, oh my god, it just gets whoa crazy. And Halo, I mean, it's a fucking staple for best multiplayer, and they've, you know, it's still really good. Sure, there's like things they did wrong, and they could have done it better, but as far as the competitive multiplayer goes, I think it's really good. I think I'm going to split my vote in half and put half a vote in Halo and half a vote in Borderlands.
You can do that.
I can.
Just did, nigga.
So Halo, 1.5 points. Borderlands, half point.
Okay, Jake?
Fuck, I love all these games, but come on. Halo. Just Halo. Like,
Austin?
Halo's the shit. How do you say no to Halo?
I love Halo, but in all honesty, I'm going to have to go with PlanetSide 2 just because it wasn't really an experience that I've ever had before in terms of games. It was just really unique and really fun, and I loved it, and I would recommend everyone to play PlanetSide 2, get into an outfit, and just have a grand old time.
Have a good day.
Well... So Halo 4 wins best multiplayer.
2.5.
And that moves us on, of course, to best single player. Best single player of there's a couple of repeats here. Halo 4, Far Cry 3, Borderlands 2, Dishonored, Journey, I believe Mark of the Ninja, and Lone Survivor.
Lone Survivor.
Yep.
Lone Survivor is it's a 2D indie game that's like a psychological horror thriller game that I play.
Yeah, Lone Survivor. I got that mixed up for I Am Alive. I was like, how the fuck is that in Game of the
Year? No. That's not what I meant at all. It's that awesome 2D like pixel art like psychological thriller game.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with I'm going to go with Far Cry 3. Far Cry 3 is really, really good. Though there is some hiccups in the story and some things I wish they did differently. It's just like what you can do in the game, the mechanics of the game, just how Far Cry 3 works is really good for a single player. Like, I honestly feel like they did Far... Like, they could have done the story better, but I mean the mechanics for that for a single player game, but the for Far Cry, I don't think they could have done better.
Yep. Well, yes, they could have. They could have had the map from Far Cry 2 back, but...
That's just a little thing. I honestly like the new map. I mean, the old...
Fuck you! Fuck you!
No, okay.
The old map was so cool. That was, like, my favorite... One of my favorite things about Far Cry 2.
The old map
was so immersive. It was so unique.
You can't tell me that you're driving and then you look at your map and then you fucking crash because you were looking at your map.
I never did that once.
No, I don't do that because guess what? It allows you to look at your map and a GPS while driving at the same time. You don't have to pause the game and look at a map.
I always got fucked over in that game because my eyes were always glued to the map.
Well, that's because your brain's retarded and you can't...
Just can't handle it.
One thing at once.
Too hardcore
for I just like the new map. The new map, I think... It's not... I'm not saying it's better. I just like it.
Austin, I automatically know what you're going
to
vote for this.
I'm going to have to go for Dishonored because I absolutely love that game. I love pretty much everything about that game. Like, I think a lot of the complaints about the story are...
overblown?
Yeah, overblown. Perfect. And I just think that game is just such an awesome and fluid experience as being an assassinate, like jumping like across walls, blinking everywhere, assassinating dudes. Like every kill, just every action that you take in that game is just so immensely satisfying for me. So I'm going to have to give my best single player experience.
Disclaimer, Austin's a serial killer.
So,
hey, I did the non-lethal things too, so fuck you.
They're all really good. As far as single player goes, Dishonored was really enjoyable. Far Cry is really enjoyable. I'm enjoying the longevity. The Journey is probably going to be my pick. Because I haven't played a game that's made me go wow like that since Limbo. And I really love simple games that can make me say wow. Like, actually, like...
So, I'm the swing vote here.
Or you could vote for your own. Make it a four-way tie. Halo 4.
But the thing is, I do like Halo 4 single player a lot. Yeah. I'm a huge... Like, as a Halo lore fan, seeing all the little things that, like, that you wouldn't get unless you're, like... a nerd and be like, he's like, oh, I see you have not claimed the mantle. You're like, oh, ooh, ooh, I know what that is because I'm a nerd and I waste my life. Ooh. But like, I don't think people understand how much I enjoyed the fuck out of Far Cry 2. And I did enjoy the African environment a little bit better.
A little bit better.
A little bit more better.
And since I have to... But I also really like adventure games. I don't know enough about Dishonored, really. I mean, I know a lot about it, but... I've played a Far Cry game, and I've actually played Far Cry 3 a little bit. Not a lot. I basically just stole it from Jake when he wasn't looking. And I watched almost the entirety of Journey being played, because I was at Destry's house and Ryan was playing it. But I never got to, like, truly experience it. So
yeah, you have to sit in seclusion by yourself.
In the interest of having something win Far Cry 3, because I think Voss is an amazing character, and I'm a I like Far Cry 2, and it's basically Far Cry 2 with mostly better things, minus the fact that I like the African jungle better, and I wish the old map was back. And there's too much HUD. But other than that, it's better. And so the winner for best single player goes to Far Cry 3. Best sequel. Oh boy. Okay, so for me, best sequel means you take what the game did before and then just add shit to it and make it better. Take what you already had, make it better. So that's Far Cry 3, Borderlands 2. PlanetSide 2, Halo 4, Trials Evolution, SSX, and Torchlight 2.
Fuck.
Wait, what are we doing? Best sequel.
Those are all so good.
They're all really good.
I would say Halo 4, I love you, but no. You're not as good as Halo 1 because.
That's not a sequel. Oh, yeah.
What?
Never mind.
What?
Yeah, to see, it's not as good as Halo 1 because Halo 1, I think, had the best multiplayer out of all of them. If it had, like, Forge and custom games and stuff like that, and, like better physics, but, like, kept the move, how you moved, how you jumped, and how you shot and stuff like that, it would be the best game ever. So Halo 4 doesn't, for me, doesn't count. I didn't play the first PlanetSide, but I did love PlanetSide 2. Far Cry 3 built a lot on Far Cry 2, but if I had to say something that really evolved on something... Oh, God, I hate myself.
Shut up.
I would say the ones that took what the main game was and then added to it in meaningful ways, it'd be Torchlight 2 and Trials Evolution, but I would say Trials Evolution did the best job of, like, taking what the first game did and then adding shit to it. Holy shit, that blink freeze time level is the crazy that...
Amazing. Oh my
god. This user on Xbox Live made this level that you could blink and pause time and you would rotate pieces of the map to proceed. So you'd have to pause time, like flip the track in ways to like solve the puzzle and then unfreeze time. And then you'd like go along the track. And it was just mind-blowingly awesome.
And then freeze time and then rotate and then fly off with a jump, freeze time, rotate so you land the jump beneath you, unfreeze time, land, freeze time. It's like...
They added so much to do in that game that they really, like, where do you go now, like, with that game? You can't, they just basically said, our physics are perfect, let's make the game look better, and let's put more shit in it. And that's exactly what they did. Yeah. Torchlight 2 is my,
close second.
Is my runner-up, and then my runner-up after Torchlight 2 would be Borderlands 2, because Borderlands 2 is, like, those other games. But Torchlight 2 took what Torchlight 1 did and then just made it more addicting and
added multiplayer
co-op and stuff like that. But yeah, I would say Trials Evolution is the best sequel of the year.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Trials. I was a huge enthusiast of Trials HD. I love Trials HD and everything about it. I beat every track, got number one on every single track on my friends list. I went crazy on that game. I went crazy. Been waiting for a sequel for Trials, and they make Trials Evolution, which is literally everything you'd ever want. Because they didn't change. That's one of the good things they did, is they did not remove something from the game that made it good to replace it with something else. They kept everything and then just took, like, this big heap of shit and went BAM! And added a bunch more and started building onto it.
And it all works, and it's all cool.
Chef Emerald style.
They literally took...
BAM!
BAM!
They literally took Trials Evolution, or Trials HD, and gave it the creativity of Little Big Planet.
That is a great analogy. That is perfect.
You can literally do anything in that you fucking... I've seen people turn Trials Evolution into a first-person shooter slash fucking horror, where it literally has jump scares, and I've seen it turn into a side-scrolling shooter. I've seen it turn into a fucking space battle. Like, you can do anything with that game now. And the amount of user-created content, constantly pumping out DLCs, already really good campaign and mini games. I mean, it's just... That game was awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to have to give Best Sequel of the Year to Trials Evolution as well, just because it is a textbook what you should do when making a game sequel. So, it's an Assassin's Creed 2, as I like to say.
Yeah, exactly. That's what we should just name the category. The Assassin's Creed 2 category.
But yeah, that's my best sequel.
Everybody already said what I was going to say. So yeah, it's Trials Evolution. Like, fuck. Like, how do you... You can't explain, like, how to make a sequel, like, any better than they did.
Yep.
Yeah. Like, so, if you best sequel goes to...
Trials Evolution.
Trials Evolution.
And this brings us, guys, to the very... very end.
Oh,
it's been a
best sex
it's
scene.
Been a long journey. 2012 has been a long.
We should do best sex scene. Game.
We should do best sex scene.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Do what about sex?
Scene? We should do best. We should do
Chief
best.
Chief Cortana.
Best sex scene. Probably Liara.
I'm gonna say.
Are you kidding me? That wasn't
say,
even
a
sex scene.
I'm gonna say. Jason
oh wait, no,
Brody
it's the.
Citra.
Yeah,
sister? Never mind. Voss's sister.
Yeah, Jason Brody and Citra, because literally the sex with her is a boss fight.
Sister.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh my god, that's awesome.
I can't explain it, but it's probably one of the coolest boss fights.
It's not a boss. Not the sex scene isn't a boss
fight. The sex scene is technically a boss fight. No, it's like there's a boss fight, and it's because you're like insane, you're hopped up on like insane drugs and poison, and so you have this like hallucinogenic boss fight, and then basically you wake up to like climaxing in Citrus Face, basically.
Oh my god. She, you're not even fucking her when you wake up.
She's riding you. No, she, no, yeah, you are. Not. Yeah, you, no, are.
You still have your pants buttoned. I don't know about you, but it's kind of hard to have sex.
That's an invisi dick.
He's a blue ring phallus.
Pants are buttoned. She's,
well, she would pants die if you had a blue ring phallus. All right, so derailment.
Best sex scene.
Best overall game.
Game of the year, nigga.
Yeah, game of the year. Halo 4, Far Cry 3, Dishonored, Borderlands 2, and Journey.
Fuck. Those are all so good.
Read Sam again.
Halo 4, Far Cry 3, Dishonored, Borderlands 2, and Journey.
It's Dishonored for me. Dishonored hands down, just because I'm a sociopathic serial killer wannabe. So I absolutely love that game, from the art style to just the way it plays. I actually like the story a lot, unlike a lot of people. I absolutely am balls deep in love with Dishonored, so that's my game of the year.
Fuck. Let me think. This is tough, because I wanted to say Far Cry 3, but I mean, like, I'm trying to, like, base it off of every single other category mashed into this one, like, how everything improved from previous titles, like, how the gameplay was in this one. And I'm going to go with Borderlands 2, just because not only is it a great game, not only did it improve, but it was also an amazing sequel with an amazing story, an amazing cast of characters, an amazing villain. Like, it not only did it hit one target, like, Far Cry 3 hit a couple targets, but Borderlands 2 almost hit every target. So, Borderlands 2 for me.
No, I didn't play this game. I'm just going to come straight out and say it, because I don't have a PS3. But I know for a fact that I like games like this. And I know this is stupid because I'm not even picking a game that I played. But purely on artistic achievement alone, I have to say Journey, just because I know that if I said Halo 4, like, I'd be selling it short. Like, I have to say Journey, just because I think there's no game that did what it did. I mean, I guess another game that came close would be, like,
Limbo, Dear Esther. Fez. No, not Dear Esther. No, because Dear Esther is more similar. Like... No, Dear Esther is kind of more... I would say Dear Esther is like a tech demo, basically. Dear Esther is nothing. Like, it really isn't, like, much.
It's too deep, like, for you, Jake. You don't understand.
It's not deep at all. It's a tech demo.
It's not a tech demo. It's on Source Engine.
It's a Source Engine.
It's a Source Engine tech demo.
Like, the game, it's not a game.
Great, now we can use that in 2004.
It's walking, the game. Like, there's...
Journey.
No, Journey is
walking
better,
the game and going...
Aah! No, Journey's better, though.
Journey's walking and jumping.
Like, on every point, Journey's better.
No, I know, I'm saying, but it's similar in that way where it's, like, not really... It's like a game, but not...
At least you know what the fuck you're doing in Journey, kinda. Yeah, at least you have, like, some sort of metaphor for what
exactly
you're doing.
Exactly. Like, Dear Esther is just walking. I'm not joking. It's just walking. And then sometimes a narrator pitches in.
No, there is a story
in.
To it.
Sometimes
there
a narrator
is, there
pitches
is.
In.
But it's, like, the exact same kind of game where you don't attack anything, you just kind of figure out stuff by doing things.
I wouldn't put it in the same category.
But I would just say Journey, because, yeah, I didn't play it, but just on artistic achievement alone, by the graphics are fucking gorgeous, the soundtrack is amazing. And, like, I love adventure games. And I hate that I've never been able to have a PS3, but let's just say that this is me making up for the fact that I can't get a PS3 for making this PS3 exclusive my game of the year, even though I've never played it. I'll play it next time I get near a PS3. That way I can say, I guarantee you, if I play this on PS3, I will just reaffirm, my game of the year choice. It'll just be like, oh, yeah, definitely deserves to be game of the year.
All right, Destry.
I really like Dishonored. Dishonored was pretty high up there as a game that I really enjoyed. I played it like pretty much in one sitting, almost all the way through, straight through, beat it. And like, you know, it was very enjoyable. It was new, breath, fresh air. It was along the lines of Bioshock in my mind of like, wow, this isn't like cool. But I'm going to have to say Journey. I don't know. I have a soft spot for games that are short, sweet, and simple, but still hold weight and impact, like such as Journey and Limbo and other just short, simple games. I mean, Portal 1 was a pretty short, simple game.
Simple, it had really complex game mechanics.
I wouldn't think about it, though.
I wouldn't call that simple.
I'm pretty sure a retard can beat Portal.
No, it is complex game mechanics. It's more way more complex than Limbo is.
Yeah, no, well, Limbo
still simple, though.
Fucking hard
it's short and sweet, yes, but not short, sweet, and simple.
Yeah, I guess.
It's got simple game mechanics, but when you string them together, it's not even close to a simple game.
Yeah, there is
it
no
is a complex
in,
game, but it
Limbo.
Is short.
There's no puzzle in Portal that stuck me like Limbo, some of the Limbo ones. But
well, that's just because they're hard, yeah. But like Portal 2 uses complex stuff. You have to like, oh, I have to put a portal here, and get that through there to get that to power up that to get that to there.
So I'm gonna say Journey, because my God, artistically, graphically, story-wise, it's actually fucking pretty deep if you pay attention. There's no words. On the off chance that you get matched with another player, it's like deeply bonding because you can't talk to them. They can't talk to you. You literally have to communicate through chirps and just following each other. And it's odd because it teaches you, you know, you go back to like old roots of communicating. And then there's, you know, like just like the grand scale of it all. And you get really attached to this little dude over like 2 hours of gameplay. And like, I don't know, if a game can do that, it's pretty commendable.
Yeah.
All right. So game of the year for Greater Than Normal, it is Journey.
I want to get that game, but I don't have a PS3. And I feel like an idiot for voting it as my number one.
Well, I think
that's
pretty significant if you don't even have it and haven't even played it, and you can still say that it's
good. I can still say that it is, as a game, it is, in my opinion, probably better than the majority of the things on this list, just from what it does and
you should come
the
down
impact that it has on people. But yeah. Those are our awards and nominees. To give you a quick rundown, the most disappointing game is Diablo 3. Best game design was Journey, right? Was Journey? I believe it was, yes. Best music was Halo 4. Best character was Vas Montenegro. Most hated character was Connor. Best game that didn't come out this year, League of Legends. Best free-to-play game, PlanetSide 2. Best Flash, Lovecraftian Winnie the Pooh. Best overall game. Best multiplayer, Halo 4. Best single player was... What was it again? Was it Far Cry 3 or was it Journey?
Best multiplayer?
No, player.
Single
best
player.
That's Far Cry 3.
It was Far Cry 3.
Was it Far Cry 3? Okay. Best single player, Far Cry 3. Best sequel was Trials Evolution. And best overall game was Journey.
You didn't circle them?
Yeah, I was going to say, you didn't circle them?
No, I just went off memory.
Okay.
So I'm glad that you have taken this long journey with us.
Shut up. Go to hell.
Glad you've been on this journey
all of
with us.
These games. And I think we should do one last category, guys. What game are you most looking forward to in 2015?
Bioshock.
I would say...
Bioshock.
Dick fuck.
Bioshock or Last
Game.
End thread.
Dick fuck.
I probably have to say Watch Dogs.
What? Between Bioshock and Last of Us, really?
Watch Dogs, fuck yeah.
Watch Dogs.
2013 schedule?
Either Watch Dogs or GTA 5.
Yeah.
GTA 5. GTA 5
for me.
GTA 5.
Yeah.
I am so excited. No, but dude, I love BioShock. I'm saying
Grand Theft Auto is too good to.
I'm just saying, like, I can't wait to relive what Grand Theft Auto 4 was to all of us.
Coast Guard Rescue.
And what's one game that you could that's coming out that's popular that you could give a shit about?
Whatever the next Call of Duty is.
90%.
Mine's Dead Space 3.
Dead Space 3.
Dark Souls 2.
It's
not. It's not coming out.
Oh, it's not.
GTA 5, BioShock, and Watch Dogs.
I don't like. I don't give a shit. I'm gonna pick it anyway. Fucking Dark Souls 2.
Why?
Because they're taking everything that's great about that series and shitting it.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
You're. No, they're
quote
not.
Unquote, I want to make the game more casual so more people can get into it.
He does not say that. No, he does not say it's more casual. He does not use that wording.
I was
at all
in the party when Riley was reading a interview with the guy.
No, he.
They're taking
that,
away the open world. They're making it more linear, like way more.
There
linear.
Is no open world in Dark Souls.
Dark Souls is open world.
It's open. Like you choose which world you want to go to, and then you like explore it.
Demon Souls was in a sense linear because you had to choose where to go and it was like level based. But
Demon
Dark
Souls
is
more open, world than...
open world. You can go wherever the fuck you want.
I guess, but I think I think Dark it's still going to be the same difficulty. So I don't know.
They're making it easier.
Yes, it will.
They're making it easier.
No, they
yes,
haven't.
They
okay, guys.
The guy already confirmed that that's not that he was misinterpreted. That he
it's
is
been
not
a good time
going to make it
with
easier.
All of you. Little
but no,
chips.
mine is Dead Space 3 or Gears of War Judgment. I could give.
Oh yeah, I forgot. I completely forgot that they were making
Gears
another
War
Gears
Judgment
of War game.
Like not even on like.
Wait. Oh yeah, they're making a new Gears. Of Wow. Fuck that.
Yeah, that's how much I care about the new.
Yeah,
Gears.
I would literally give more shits about Call of Duty than the new Gears of War game.
Man, that's
no Cliffy B. No me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say that Gears of War Judgment is on, like, out of games I could...
Your shit list.
Yeah, it's on the shit list.
Well. I hope everyone enjoyed our more, like, kind of, like, serious, like, not serious, I guess to say more professional done episode where we actually kind of followed something.
Formal.
It wasn't
really?
Even performance. Yeah, I guess it was kind of. It was
well, we kind, you know, we
it
follow.
I mean, if it was more professional, I'd have like a script to describe things instead of like improvising. But
I'm just saying, like, this is the most.
We've got an image to keep.
You know, like, we didn't really go off topic. We didn't talk about dicks that much. Like, that's my mind of professional. If we don't talk about dicks the entire episode, then it's a professional episode. And also, this is the first episode we're going to publish to YouTube, so I think this is a good start for an episode for a podcast that we would publish to YouTube for people to just sit there and listen to.
Yeah.
I think this is a good one. I just want to say, if you want to follow us on Twitter, go to twitter.com at greater than norm or greater than normal. Our tag name is greater than norm. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com, greater than normal spelled out. Give us an email, greater than normal @gmail.com, and make sure to subscribe. Because we're back.
Follow us on Podomatic.
Follow us
maybe.
On Podomatic.
Maybe. I'll believe it when I see it, when you say we're back.
Whenever this video comes out, we're back.
Greater than normal.
Which will be never.
Greater than normal. Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was horrible.
Good job. I think...
Hey, guys, let's talk about dicks.
Yeah.
God damn it, lack of dicks on that podcast.
We finally
fuck.
Done with that fucking podcast. I was like, when are we going to get to the dicks?
I was just praying for
dicks. You know what? Biggest disappointment so far, 2013, for our, you know, group? Not enough
lack dicks.
Not enough dicks.
2013, more dicks?
More dicks.
16, not enough dicks.
We're going to buy... I'm gonna...
More dicks.
Yeah, not dicks. That's what we need. That's what we're lacking. We're lacking dicks.
Need more dicks, man.
Need more dicks. Aaron, show me your dick right now. Just show it to me.
Just show it. Post it on
Aaron,
Skype.
We're all in the same room. We're all in the same room right now, right? Just let's show each other. Let's look at each other's dicks. Let's just do it.
Hey, Jake, I got some dicks for you.
Oh, thank you. It's in a. This. What bowl is this? Faberge. Is this a Faberge?
Oh, hey, Jake. How long are they? Your dick tastes really good.
I didn't even. That's how dead my dick is right now, because I didn't even know you were sucking it. It's pretty limp. How do you. I enjoy it. Austin, this bowl of dicks is so beautifully.
Dude, I just want to, like, stick my head to that bowl of dicks.
Let's just close our eyes and just feel
I think
around.
I just opened up a can of dicks.
This is. My God, this is beautiful, Austin. I love
it. They're all going in my asshole now.
Like, if I had to get a wedding present, like, I'd have this big old bowl of dicks.
Pretty much.
And, like, Destry over there is finishing his ice sculpture of dick.
All the dicks.
Let's just
get them all.
Let's just dicks, get all.
Like, get the dicks together.
It's dicks like a verb. Let's just go dicks.
Go completely dicks.
Just go dicks.
Dicks. It's what you do.
Just dick.
We are what we eat.
That's
dicks.
So apparently Ryan eats albinos.